Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
An astonishing one-third of the food our planet produces is wasted. How do we change our relationship with food to value it more and waste it less? In the U.S., consumers tend to throw away food in part because of impulse purchasing, poor meal planning, and for many of us, inexpensive access. Becoming more connected to food will help you to waste less. When you slow down and simply become more conscious while you shop and cook, you're less likely to throw things away. Here are a few tips on how to cut down on food waste in your own kitchen. First, shop smart and realistically. It sounds simple, but this is one of the best ways to cut down on how much food ultimately ends up in the garbage. When you shop, make sure you don't buy too much. This may mean going to the grocery store more often and buying less food each time. It means planning out your meals and making a detailed shopping list with the ingredients you'll need. And then, when you're at the store, sticking to the list. I know it's easier said than done, but being disciplined is helpful. Next, save and actually eat your leftovers. Label your leftovers so you can keep track of how long they've been in the fridge or freezer and incorporate them into your routine. Which brings us directly to the next point, avoiding food clutter. Out of sight is out of mind. Those strawberries will stay hidden behind the ham until they are soft, moldy versions of their former selves. If you forget something in the fridge until it's no longer edible, it's a big waste. Keep things neat and visible, and use the first-in, first-out principle. When you buy new groceries, move the older products to the front so you can use them first. Freezing can be a great asset, but frozen foods don't last forever either. Keep a list on your fridge of the contents in your freezer so you can incorporate those things into a meal before it's too late. Fourth, treat expiration and sell-by dates as guidelines. These dates identify food quality, not safety. Don't automatically throw out that yogurt when the expiration date rolls by. Trust your senses. Smell it, look at it, and taste it to find out if it's still palatable. And if food in your fridge does go bad, make a note of what you throw away so that you can prevent doing the same in the future. If you consistently throw out half that tuna casserole, next time divide the recipe in half. Finally, experts suggest that you try composting if you are in a situation to do so, but don't focus on it. Making things into good garbage is still making them into garbage. The EPA has a food recovery hierarchy on how we use our food, saying we should first reduce the waste we create, then donate, then use it to feed livestock, and finally compost it. When you hear about big problems, failures in systems, cultures, and governments, it's easy to feel helpless. But food waste is a problem you can actually do something about. When we change our relationship with food so that we value it more and waste it less, it will be good for our stomachs, pocketbooks, and the planet, and for the people we share this planet with. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.